I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. President Obama unveils his plan for dealing with a flood of Central American kids into the country, and we cut through the political noise surrounding it. Let's get started. We begin, though, tonight with the Obama administration's answer to a humanitarian crisis and chaos at the border. Tens of thousands of children, mainly from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, arriving in this country illegally, swamping the system for holding them, determining whether they can stay here, and if not, sending them home. But that takes a long time. Their arrival bringing protests to the streets of the Southern California city of Murrieta and sparking a political brush fire back in Washington. The president, who's on a fundraising trip out west, starting tonight in Denver, taking heat from Republicans who say his actions caused the crisis and his inaction, they say, is worsening it. Some are calling this President Obama's Katrina moment because of his western swing. There are no plans to visit the border. A lot of finger pointing on this story, no doubt, and it goes both ways. A lot of demagoguing from all sides. What there hasn't been so much of is facts about how this reached a boiling point and what to do about all these kids. So tonight, as we lay out the new White House plan for dealing with it, we're going to certainly touch on the politics, but we want to focus primarily on helping you see past it to the problem itself. Today, the administration asked Congress for $3.7 billion in emergency funding to beef up the border, crack down on immigrant smugglers, and counter what officials call a campaign of misinformation by those smugglers who have been promising that Central American kids who come here can stay. Michelle Kaczynski is at the White House, joins us now with a reaction to the plan. So the White House made both an emergency request for more funding and a request for more power for the Homeland Security Secretary to try to deal with the crisis. Tell us the details.
Yeah, so this money, obviously, is sort of like, well, it's what Republicans right now are calling a Band-Aid. It is reactive, but there is some proactive piece to that as well, working with Central America, but also really just the crisis as it stands is trying to get these kids through the legal process because of this law that the Obama administration inherited from the prior administration, saying that these kids who come from countries other than Mexico, from non-contiguous countries, need to go through this asylum process if they ask for it. That means they need legal representation. They have to go through a judge. Well, that system right now is so backed up that it's taking some of them years. So this money would speed up the process. The other part of it is trying to deal with that law. The Obama administration wants greater flexibility for the Department of Homeland Security to just speed it up and use discretion where necessary, because the law doesn't allow for that right now. And there's concern that this backlog is only going to grow and not diminish, Anderson.
Well, let's break down the $3.7 billion. Almost half of it, $1.8 billion, is to care for the kids. Another large chunk, $1.5 billion, is for things like detention facilities, transportation costs, $64 million for more immigration judges and attorneys, $300 million to help these immigrants reintegrate in their home countries, basically to find back their families, and a media campaign to help stem the flow, to tell them not to come. Realistically, though, what are the chances that a request like this can actually pass Congress?
Right, and keep in mind that about $1.5 billion of that does hit on border security, things like surveillance flights. So that seems to be answering that piece the Republicans have been calling for, like border security is what we need. The question, you're right, is this going to pass? Already we're hearing pushback from key Republicans. We just heard from the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee calling this a slap in the face of the American taxpayer, saying, where's the accountability, calling this a Band-Aid, and so on. Well, the Obama administration hits back and says, okay, well, we tried to get through comprehensive immigration reform. It got through the Senate in a bipartisan manner, but it's the Republicans in Congress, in the House, who are keeping that bill from going any further. They say that really would address the border security issue more than anything else, so the onus is on you now, says the White House, to do something about that.